most of the corn farmer's plant has been embedded with a gene, usually from a bacteria, that protects the corn from pests or herbicides. 10 years ago, less than half of the corn planted had a genetically modified trait. Today, 93% of all field corn does, up from 90% last year. Iowa State University Extension agronomist Mark Johnson says that's partly because the first genetically modified seed successfully fought a bug called the European corn borer.
The first one was very, very, very effective. It's what we call high dose. And so there's never been any resistance found anywhere. And so that made the adoption of the other ones that much more rapid.
Johnson says subsequent traits for corn rootworm and herbicides haven't been as successful, leading to resistance in some pests and plants. He says there will always be some farmers who reject genetically modified seed. And as corn prices drop, others may find the math no longer adds up for the expensive traits. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.